Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been quite some time, but welcome back to Europe Talk. We are joined with the one and only, with the main guest, basically, my co-host, Sergio. How are you doing, mate?
I'm doing great. We just watched watch Feyenoord beat Ajax.
Wait, what?
Feyenoord beat Ajax
Home or away?
away 3-2
In their stadium?
in their stadium for
You
the
sure?
first time since 2005.
18 years ago.
And you know what that means.
It's coming home.
It is coming Rotterdam.
Touch wood. But we're not going to talk about that right now. We're going to talk about the Champions League, the Europa League, and the draw that has been gone through. Now, obviously, we've had some shocks. We're going to start with the Europa League. The biggest shock one, I want
Arsenal.
to, yeah, it's Arsenal.
Arsenal.
Sporting, that beauty, that was a horrible, horrible goal to concede
Yeah.
from halfway. I mean, it was a beauty
And
from
then
like.
Ramsdale wasn't great in the penalties either.
No, he almost caught one, but it's just a little bit too short.
No.
Yeah. Obviously, they lost 3-2, 3-3 on penalties. You just mentioned Ramsdale didn't really do much in the penalty shootout. Was it expected? I mean, as a Dutch fan, you were hoping that the Portuguese would lose because of the coefficient list. But as a neutral, what
As
did
a
you make of it?
neutral, I think Arsenal should have easily won that. I personally think that Arsenal dominating the Premier League pretty much, and the Premier League being talked about as the best league in the world, is really not proving to be that in European competitions. It's only Man United that has gone through.
I mean, yes, but there's
And
obviously a
Man City,
difference
yeah.
between knockout games and Arsenal can win the title in the first time since 21 years or however long it was. I don't exactly know how long it was ago. But they can win. Is that where their priority lies? I think so.
I
I
think
think so.
so. I think
And it
so.
would have been nice if they'd gone through, but I don't think they really care at the same time. I
No,
mean,
because
Kim
it,
Kardashian was there,
yeah,
so.
no, that's what pisses me off. That's the whole highlight of the game. Kim Kardashian going, yeah,
Yeah.
Saka FaceTiming Kim Kardashian.
After the game,
Wow, great.
being like it's all good, yeah. I think Sporting, again. I think they did very well over two legs. It was incredible.
It's a good club. I like Sporting very much.
I mean, I don't because obviously, final, Eredivisie, the second place can go into the Champions League next to a win 24-25.
Yeah.
But yeah, they drew Juventus, who obviously breezed kind of past Freiburg.
Yeah.
Didn't really watch those games. I just know that Di Maria had a pretty good game.
No, this expected.
It was expected, yes.
Same with Man United and Betis.
Betis, I mean, this is the third time United are going to Spain again, back to back to back,
Yeah.
after facing Barcelona, the best opponent, and now facing
Yeah.
again a Sevilla side.
Sevilla this time.
Sevilla this time. Obviously, six times winners of the competition. Do you think they're going to struggle? Do you think Sevilla? I mean, they have not
Man
been
United
that
will easily
good.
win.
I mean,
Man United will easily win.
Yeah. So here in Holland, everybody's saying, okay, if Feyenoord was to draw someone, it'd probably be like the Belgium team or Sevilla, because we know Sevilla has not been that great this
No, they really
season.
haven't. I mean, we beat them 6-1 or 5-1.
But then again, it comes down to knockout games, and Sevilla do always,
Do well in the Europa
in
League.
Europa League. Before we make our predictions, we've got Leverkusen who will play.
Union Saint-Gilloise?
Oh, you aced that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. Leverkusen beat Ferencváros from Hungary, and what's the name?
Union Saint-Gilloise.
Yeah, they beat Berlin, who obviously
Berlin.
beat Ajax.
Interesting,
Who
to
do
be
you think is going to
honest.
win this one? We'll start with this one.
I think Leverkusen will win.
I'm not too sure,
I think they will. I think Xabi Alonso will manage to do something.
I mean, I haven't been following Leverkusen that much recently, but they've already beaten the number three in the Bundesliga, right?
No.
3-0 and then 3-0 away from home, scoring three against a side that Ajax couldn't score. What was it, one or two goals against?
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. They're looking very good,
Yeah,
and
I mean,
I wouldn't mind the Belgians going through,
I think it's going to be a close game, but I think Leverkusen, they'll have the experience, they'll go through.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Frimpong on fire this season. I think he scored again.
Exactly. And
Not called up for the Dutch national team.
Florian Wirtz is back.
Yeah, but also a very technically gifted player. Okay.
So we'll
And
see.
then we've got a bit, I think for me, it's obviously the biggest game.
Final runner.
It is the Conference League final from last year, over two legs this time. Personally, I think we've got this. Over
I
two
also
legs.
think Feyenoord will.
Over two, and this is might be the ivory I'm talking about, the victory just had on Ajax away from home. But I generally believe after beating Shakhtar, who drew to Real Madrid, 1-1, we beat them 7-1. which was an historic, I think that's the biggest home win in Europa League history in the, in the round of 16. I think we got this. And I know they've improved. Roma have definitely got a better squad than last year.
Yeah.
I don't think we generally individually have a better squad than last year.
But we got the passion.
But we've got a team.
We've got the team.
I mean, you've got, you know, you've got Tammy Abraham. And it wouldn't be so bad if we were to go out against Roma again. But yeah, I think the way to the final is looking tasty for final.
Yeah, I think final will win. Something in the semi-final will be Leverkusen final.
Yeah, I think that it has to be an upset, and I think this is the one that is going to be the upset. You know, there's always an upset, and we've seen it. You know, Berlin beating Ajax and Gilles beating then Berlin again. Those are the upsets, and every single time you have a little bit of an upset, don't you? Yeah. And I think that's going to come. I don't think Juventus is going to lose this one.
No, I think...
Maybe, that, to be fair, maybe.
No, I think the other side will be pretty straightforward. Man United will win and Juventus will win.
Really?
Yeah, I think it'll be a Man United-Juventus semi-final, which is a good game. It is a good game.
To be fair, when the draw happened, I wanted to face Man United. I wanted to face the best of the best. We might face them in the final. We might not. We might get knocked out by Roma, by Jose Mourinho again. The little fucker.
Respect.
Respect. Yeah, yeah. So we're saying Leverkusen to go through 50-50, I think, between Roma finaled.
No, I think... No, I'm saying Leverkusen finaled, and then Juve, Man United.
Okay, and if you had to give it into percentages to me, so
Gilois, Leverkusen. I reckon that's like a 80% for Leverkusen.
Okay. Okay. Confident. Confident. And then this one, Roma final. Roma 60, play away first. Finaled. And then I think, 60-40. Okay.
60-40.
Juventus Sporting.
Also 80-20.
Really?
Confident. Think, I think Juventus is going to do well. It's the only thing they have to play for.
True.
And if they win this one, they qualify for the Champions League next
year. Which is very important to them.
Which is very important because they got the, they got the point deduction.
And then, you know, it's Sevilla.
Man United 90.
Really? 90%. I mean, if you do the same process, Sevilla, where are they in the league? You Spanish watcher?
They're like 17th, 16th.
So I mean, they need this. They need this more than anything.
Everything is very close on the bottom, especially. But no, I don't think Sevilla are it this year. They sold their two best centre backs. It's just not it for them.
But if you look at the... So I'm going to say that Sevilla go through.
Okay.
Because I think they've got all to play for and nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. Whereas Man United... You know, with the they've got their Champions League inside, they might want to win another trophy. Mm. Yeah. Okay, maybe I'll say United just about go through. I don't. I think it's going to be like a 60-40, 55, 45% game. Because Sevilla is a tough side to beat. They beat, was it Fenerbahce? Yeah. Not the best side, obviously. But, you know, again, Sevilla, they know how to do and they know how to play knockout games. Mm. Whether that's with Julen Lopetegui or with Unai Emery or whoever, Sampaoli, I think it's now.
Hmm.
They know how to. Sampaoli obviously reached the semi-finals last year with Marseille in the Conference League, losing out to the Feyenoord. But yeah, I think it's gonna be a close game. And I can see Man United maybe twisting and turning a little bit. You know, do they really care about this? It'd be nice, but again, like some, like maybe it's the cockiness, I guess, as a team, as a club. You know, such a big club, do they really care about? You know, like they celebrate the Carabao Cup like they won the Champions League.
I mean, yeah.
Which was fair enough after, like, I don't know how many years. Like, I think the last time they won a trophy was under Louis van Gaal, and that was against Crystal Palace in the FA Cup final in 2014, 2015, maybe, 2015.
Yeah, I think so.
So maybe they might push.
So we think Juve, Man United, and then final Leverkusen in the semis. I think final are making it to the final.
I think it won't be. I think we'll lose.
And I think Juve will beat Man United.
It depends how, because we're going to talk about Napoli in a second, obviously, moving on. But I think it's the same. If Arnold have like a nice 6-point gap, which they have right now, they can either fully focus on also this and that. But it's going to be that mentality. Like, do you really care? Like, do you want to focus on winning the league and getting that Champions League spot, which is so, so important? Gives you like 60 million euros available, right? Or is it, are we going to actually try and beat Roma again? Which there is a bit of a rivalry. I mean, we destroyed some fountains in Rome. So the Rome president doesn't want anyone to be there. No away fans, obviously. But then again, you know, it's gonna be like
I still got this or that. Final.
Yeah, no, same. But it's gonna be like, okay, we're 6 points. If we are 6 points clear, still, or 9 points clear, or 7 points clear, then I think we'll go fully focus on winning everything.
Yeah,
but they're still in the cup. Against Ajax, I think Wednesday, April the 5th, at home. They could go and win the double or the triple. I think they're going to focus on the double. I think
they'll focus on the league. above everything.
And I think they're focused on, if they beat Ajax, then, but like it's two steps away.
Yeah.
Whereas this is a long, long way away. Yeah, yeah. So I think their priority is not Europa League. Their priority would be nice, but I think Roma's priority is the Europa League. But then again, Roma is in the struggle for the top four right now. Yeah. In so that makes this game so interesting.
No, but I really think, like, I am biased, but I think final I've got it because they're playing good football. And honestly, I think the final will be a Juve final, and that's when you really don't know. Like, that's everything to play for Juve, and hopefully, final, it would be a nice trophy, but they wouldn't give everything. But I don't know, that final, Juve could win it out.
I hope we don't lose again to an Italian team in a final.
Italian teams have been very good in Europe this year.
But I think then, I think on paper, United should definitely be
the winners.
And I would like to apologise to any one of the listeners. I said that Vlahovic would be better than Haaland.
Yeah.
And that was a howler. That was
We moved anyway.
Moving on. Okay, so who do you say is going to win? Because we know the semi-final. We know that, well, we kind of can predict from what we
on
what
paper,
we think. What we think. Who do you think?
From my brain.
You're saying Juve?
I'd probably say Juve, yeah. Because I think they'll beat Man United.
I think it's going to be Roma.
From my heart, it would be final.
I'm going to say Roma is going to win that.
I'm going to say, from my head, from my head, Sergio head, Juve, oh. Yop head, Roma, heart, final.
Both final. But I think Roma is just going to edge it. But that obviously all comes down to, you know,
small margins
and how everybody's performing in their relative leagues, right? So Juve really, really need this. Whereas like Roma, they're still fighting with Lazio, with Atalanta, with whoever, for the fourth, the third spot, with Inter, with AC Milan, who are also still in their respective competitions, which we're going to move on to now, which is the Champions League. Now, Inter, very lucky. Or not. Because I'm backing Benfica.
Benfica have a good team, but...
I'm backing Benfica. I'm not convinced by Inter. A 1-0 victory against Porto over two legs. Porto were pushing. They just couldn't find the back of the net in that last game. Mm. I think they hit the post, the bar, etc. And I think Benfica are just a little bit better.
So you think Benfica will beat Inter?
Yes, I think so. But I also think that Inter are thinking, okay, we can reach the semi-final here and we can play an Italian team.
No, I think...
I hope Inter win for the coefficient points, which is very relevant for the Dutch league. Mm. But I think Benfica will edge it.
I think Inter will win because they got the second leg at home. And San Siro is a very hard stadium to go play to.
Because Napoli play at home the second leg. Yeah. Because obviously, it would be interesting at a Milan semi-final. But I don't think it's going to happen.
No, I don't think it's going to happen either.
But this is obviously the easy end of the draw. Yeah. Just not really like Napoli or like both Inter and AC Milan both won 1-0. Obviously, one beating a bigger club than the other. Maybe not on paper because obviously Porto won the Champions League, unlike Tottenham Hotspur. But, you know, Tottenham have a better squad.
So we're saying Napoli will definitely go through.
I think Napoli will
also go through.
As a fan, I like both of these teams. I like AC Milan. I love Rafa Leão. But Caratilia. And the midfield of Napoli, and I've seen them against Ajax destroy them 6-1 at their place. Yeah, you know, but again, for Napoli, it's where is the real test? Where is it going to be the final? Is that where they crumble? Because they haven't had a real test apart from Liverpool, and then again, Liverpool have not been that great this season.
That is true.
You know, losing what was it 6-2 or was it 6-2 against Real Madrid on aggregate. They haven't been that good. So where is that real test going to come? They have played in their respective league. Yet again, where's the challenge? Inter dropping points. AC Milan dropping points. There's not really anyone challenging them. I think they're 16 points clear.
The challenge will be in the final.
Or 18 points clear.
It will be in the final.
And then the question is, are they going to crumble in the final?
I don't know, but for me personally,
we'll get to that.
I would say the first semi-final will be a Napoli-Inter. There'll be another Italian game. But you think it'll be a Napoli-Benfica.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then on the other side, Real Madrid-Chelsea.
I think this is one is easy. Like, no disrespect.
I think Real Madrid can easily win that. But, you know, you got to be careful with Chelsea.
Real Madrid, not at this point. And in the last three years, they've drawn each other three times.
Every time, yeah.
And then Real Madrid have gone.
Every time.
And that was under Tuchel.
But they did beat Real Madrid, though, when they won the Champions League.
They did. Yep. That's very so. Maybe four times then. No, three times. Three maybe, times. But then again, I look at that Tuchel side and look at this side, and I see Graham Potter. And I see. But again, you know, just like Juve, Chelsea's got nothing right. They're 10th in the league right now.
No, but I think it's pretty straightforward.
Is that being optimistic? Is that being too optimistic?
I think that's just like Real Madrid has everything to play for as well because they know
they're not going to win the league.
Yeah,
that's what.
And they're in the Champions League. Real Madrid. Yeah, I think Real Madrid will win.
Let us know, Chelsea fans. Do you think you stand a chance, or do you think it's game over? And would you have rather been on the other side of the draw, which I presume you would have liked to be? Especially facing Benfica. Maybe then we're disrespecting Benfica, because I think Benfica is definitely an underdog team. Yeah. I actually think Benfica can go
all the way.
No, I hope not.
To the final.
But I think they can go, and I think they beat Inter, and it's going to be a very close game. And that is where I think the challenge is going to be, because both teams, the both two exciting teams in this Champions League is Benfica and Napoli. Benfica winning 7-1 on aggregate, beating Club Brugge. Of course, again, you can say the same thing about Napoli. Where's the real challenge? Benfica was in the group stage with Atletico, who again, like Liverpool,
no, it's have Porto. Porto was in the group with Atletico.
Okay. Who was they were in the group with Maccabi Haifa, PSG,
and Juve.
And Juventus.
And they did. Again, and they came first in that group.
Yeah, yeah. But again, where was it real challenge? Like, PSG again, PSG and Juve having poor seasons. Hindsight. You know
what? I can agree with you, actually. I think Benfica will win.
Yeah. And
I think Gonzalo Ramos.
Again, another release goes for 125 million. I don't know where they get this money from and this estimation. But yeah, I think Benfica is a powerhouse. I think it's an underrated powerhouse, and I can definitely. I'm kind of rooting for them because
it's an underdog.
It's an underdog, but I don't feel like they're the underdog. So I feel like they're comfortably going to.
I think it's a Napoli Benfica final. And on the other side, we said Real Madrid.
This is a close game.
Chelsea,
Manchester City, Bayern. Obviously, Pep Guardiola, Joao Cancelo, they're back to back, head to head.
But I think Bayern Munich will do it. I think City still don't have what it takes to win the Champions League.
Now, obviously, Haaland came out and said they bought me for a reason, not to win Premier League titles because they can.
Mm-hmm.
He came out saying, yo, we're here to win the Champions League. Now, I've heard that he doesn't have such a great record against Bayern Munich. Now, we saw today that their tactics got leaked by someone in the dressing room, according to Julian Nagelsmann. Yet, I'm not also convinced about Bayern. You know, they beat PSG 3-0. Are they going to beat, Man City just had this one amazing, 7-0 victory over RB Leipzig. But then again, I don't know. I think if you look at the bench.
Man City struggled also against Arsenal.
I'm with you. I think it's going to go to extra time and then.
I think Haaland will.
Or maybe it's going to be like a 2-1, 3-2.
Man City's led down by the defense. They say the defense is very good. They don't concede a lot of chances, but when they concede a chance, they normally concede a goal. Because they put so many bodies forward to keep the possession, like Pep Guardiola likes that. They're left exposed at the back.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Now, people have been saying, obviously, when teams do well, obviously, everybody's like, oh, yeah, they're amazing, etc. In recent times, I think it was like a few months ago, people were saying, or 3 weeks ago, people were saying, Haaland has made Manchester City as a team worse.
That's not true.
I agree.
That's not true.
I think that's just maybe as a team. He scored how many goals? 39 goals right now. If you take that away, then where would City be?
It's not even that. It's the fact that it's not about Man City being worse. It's about other teams getting better and knowing how to play against Man City.
That's facts. Because when Final won the league, the year after, everybody knew how to play against them and how to counter those tactics. I think that's the same. Yet, Manchester City are still incredible.
Yeah, they're great.
And Haaland is still a phenomenon.
Mbappe, and he didn't do much against Bayern Munich.
That's very true. Very true. And Bayern Munich have got a very solid. Let's talk about Matthijs de Ligt for a second. Good. He was so good against PSG over two legs. Honestly, back pocketed the second goal. Messi.
Mm-hmm.
And he backpocketed together with the rest,
maybe
Neymar wasn't playing, but I don't think Neymar would have
had Neymar. But
like, I love Neymar to bits. Like, I think he's a genuinely a phenomenal player to watch.
Yeah, but man,
from time to time, he's entertainment.
Yeah, but not Bayern consistent. Munich is just
too much.
Yeah, the squad depth is incredible. And
do you think Pep Guardiola is going to overthink it like he did in the final against Chelsea?
Yeah, I think he will.
I
think he's going to try. Like some tactic that in his head will be amazing, Or maybe he goes standard and tries to play that like you normally do, but you can't play like you normally do against Bayern Munich because they will kill you.
Maybe. Maybe they don't. I mean,
we'll see.
Leipzig is what, second in the Bundesliga, third?
Yeah.
So,
but it's Leipzig, you know?
It's Leipzig, but they have a good team without Christopher Nkunku, obviously.
No, they're fourth, though.
No, they lost to Bochum yesterday.
Yeah, they've gone in a, they're not great now.
But still, I think Manchester City. It's going to be very. It's 50-50. If you took percentages, like 51, 50,
if you flip
49,
a coin.
Yeah. I think maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe it's 50.
A biased coin.
No, I think it's 55% Bayern and 45%.
So I think it's going to be.
If you City play at home first. Yeah. And then, yeah.
Bayern, Real Madrid final. Not final, semi final. And then Benfica,
that's
Napoli.
That's got my erection going.
Yeah.
That's.
And then Benfica, Napoli. Who wins?
I think Napoli, I do.
Napoli. Yeah.
Edge it, though. Edge it,
I think also. And then Real Madrid, Bayern Munich.
I think Real Madrid, edge it.
No, I think Bayern Munich.
No, I think Real Madrid. I think it's just typically Real Madrid.
No, but I swear, Real Madrid, I'm sorry. They haven't been great lately.
No, I know. That's what I mean. Like, last year in the final, I was saying, yo, you know, Liverpool's got this. They have these amazing. And I, from like the round of 16, I don't know who they faced, but Real Madrid kept on winning. They kept on getting,
you know,
kind of lucky,
I'm not
but
gonna,
that's Real Madrid.
And, me personally, I'm not going to edge Real Madrid.
No, of course not. Of course not. But so will Knight. But I just know there's something about them. You know, their team is not bad. Like, if you put it back on paper, they have like 50-50 team. Vinicius, Rudiger, who else? No, Benzema, Modric, amazing. Modric is phenomenal. Like, please, when you watch Real Madrid, just look at Modric. Don't even bother looking at the rest. He is so good. I don't think you can just, like, they're old. Yeah, this could be
I think I think Bayern Munich will overrule them. I think Bayern Munich is such a strong force, such an attacking force.
This will be the first time in a long time that no English team has made it to the final, by the way.
Yeah.
For the strongest league in the world. I still think the strongest league in the world is the Dutch league. No, I'm joking. But then, so you're saying German Italian final. Last time that happened, I think, I recall, was 2010 when Inter played Bayern.
And Inter won.
Melito at the double.
Therefore, Napoli will win the Champions League.
Napoli will win the double.
The double, according to Sergio Arteaga. And then the team will be ripped apart next year.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is what I'm scared for, though.
Because Osimhen wants to go to the Prem and Kvara wants
but
to go to
But I don't
Prem
think Osimhen fits the Prem. I don't know. He just has his luck.
Mm.
He's not good dribbling, but then again, look at Haaland. He doesn't. We will. I mean, I was one of the guys saying Haaland might just not. I think if we look back at our predictions, which we're all in the late
our
episode,
Champions League predictions, we got everything correct for this one, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah,
I accept Dortmund against Chelsea.
Well, maybe no. Actually, maybe we did.
We said Real Madrid would win. We said Dortmund would win. We said Man City, Bayern Munich, Napoli, Milan, Benfica and Inter.
Yeah.
We said all of them except the Chelsea one.
So people, you know who's going to win the league? The Champions League, it's Napoli.
No, it's Napoli.
But
you don't think it's going to be
Napoli? No, but like I said, you know, like if I look back, I think we asked some people to tell me who you think is going to be the top goal scorer, and everybody said Kane. I think only one person said Haaland. It's a shambles. And I said, I think Heung-min Son was going to be the top scorer and the man of the player of the MVP of the year. And Heung-min Son is going to
play. A
lot changes in like a couple of months. So we're saying Champions League winner.
Napoli. Bias, by the way.
No, I think it's not even bias. I think it's the final. I hope Napoli make it just so that they get tested and they actually have a good game. I think AC Milan, over the past, what was it? They've played AC Milan, what was it,
AC
once
Milan.
This year, 2-1 at home. And so this was this year. And then they play on the Sunday.
At home, but I think
it's going to be a close game.
I think it's going to be close, but I think Napoli at home is dangerous, man. Napoli anywhere is dangerous. I think this year is really the year for Napoli. It's like, it's a team everyone wants to win, you know?
So with your head, you're saying Napoli, or with your heart?
My heart.
With your heart.
With my head, I'm saying Bayern Munich.
Okay, with your head, you're saying Bayern Munich. I'm saying with my head, Napoli.
Really?
And with my heart, I'm saying Napoli. I think Napoli can go all the way. And then back to the Europa League with my head. I think two champions from Italy. Serie A dominance
mm-hmm.
in knockout stages, in the knockout games.
It would be good.
With my heart, I'd like Feyenoord to win it. You know, to win the KVB-beker, the Dutch Cup, to win the Eredivisie. Right. 6 points clear of the rest, or the main rivals.
It's 8 games left.
It's 8 games, and we have a walk in the park. Touchwood. 6 points clear. That means it's 6 points. It's 6 games left. Or not.
Six games
left. If we win every six.
A goal difference, huh?
Yeah, but if Ajax still have to play PSV and AZ.
Yeah.
So it's all to play for.
All to play for. Still a long year. Long few weeks.
Can we please, on the topic of Napoli, Kvaratskhelia is so fucking good.
Yes.
Holy fuck. Whoever scouted this man, there's just a statue outside of the Napoli stadium. Because, holy fuck, 10 million euros from a team from Georgia. Obviously, it's a big gamble. Like, don't get me wrong.
Fucking Georgia. Who the fuck goes to scout in Georgia?
Maybe some Americans in the state.
They got 10 teams in the league. I was looking at their league the other day. They got 10 teams in the league.
And Kvaratskhelia. Oh, and also, I think we should... I mean, last year we spoke about the Conference League a bit. And yes. I want to highlight a player. I want to highlight a team.
Hmm.
AZ Alkmaar. Obviously beat Lazio 4-2 over two legs. Everybody thinking, okay, they're going to lose the second game at home and they're not going to progress. And a player. Gift Orban.
Mm-hmm.
His name has Gift in it. He's the Gift.
Hmm.
He's been phenomenal. We looked at his stats. I wouldn't say we scouted him. We've looked at his stat. The guy from KE Gent, I think it was 7 goals in 5 games.
Yeah.
Came from Norway. 20-year-old Nigerian.
Great man.
Looking saucy.
Yeah.
Sad final didn't scout him. Nevertheless, very good.
So just give me a shout for who you think will win the conference.
AZ.
I think it'll be Fiorentina.
Not West Ham?
Fiorentina
and West Ham, I guess any more.
Fiorentina, I think Italian teams this season on smoke.
There could be 3 Italian teams winning 3 different. Okay. That's nasty.
It's nasty. Italy. It's good to see Italian league come back.
I mean, with like Atletico to be performing.
Well, I said, like 2 months ago, since Atleti lost to Barca, we're not going to lose any other game for the rest of the season. And until this point, we haven't lost any. Hopefully.
Do you play Real Madrid?
No, we drew against them.
Oh, yeah, you did. Which we should have won, despite the red card. Yeah. I'm pretty convinced we should have won that.
But it is what it is.
So we're saying, to round it up, Premier League winners.
Arsenal.
Ligue 1 winners.
PSG.
Bundesliga winners.
Bayern Munich.
Serie A winners.
Napoli.
La Liga winners.
Barca.
Eredivisie winners.
Final.
Belgium ones, you can't really predict right now. Anything else? No.
For you?
Bro, it's...
Premier League?
What I'm saying is, it is a season out of the outrageous. You know when you normally have the domination like Real Madrid, Barcelona?
We had that the season that Atleti won. Because I think Liverpool won that year. Or maybe Man City.
But those are two. So
Milan,
I'm saying
Milan won that year.
Yeah.
For the first time in so long.
Yeah. Inter.
Yeah, Inter.
But the dominant, like outside shots, like, club. Outside shots, Napoli, outside shots win the league, they're winning it. Feyenoord, outside shots winning it. Arsenal was very, I think, in our predictions, I think I predicted them to be third or fourth, you know, under Mikel Arteta. Big, big, big respect for them. Mm-hmm. Those three already, and not usual winners.
PSG and Bayern Munich. PSG is typical.
But then again, you know, it's very close still. Yep. It's very close still. I think at one stage, I think, two weeks ago, it was all still like 42 points.
Yeah.
So they're not winning with ease. Mm. And then again, you know, Champions League, how much is that going to affect, you know, the title race for them?
Mm.
They have won 11 years in a row, but Bayern Munich then. And Juventus, obviously, dropping down.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to get Champions League next year? Probably not, unless, according to you, they win
the Europa League.
That's with your head, because obviously, Feyenoord is going to win everything.
Super Feyenoord.
I want to say, huge thank you to Ajax for being shit this year. Big shout out to Alfred Schreuder, who was the better manager. Johnny Heitinga is a fraud. But please tell me if I'm not correct. And I want a big. I want to take the stage to say Arne Slot is better than Erik ten Hag. Is better than any of the manager in the world right now. Huge.
Right now.
Okay, huge. Yeah. Huge, huge statement. But I genuinely think you put him anywhere, you put him in like Everton, he would make Everton like.
Sean Dyche.
With the money available at Everton or a big club, he's going to do magical things.
He will.
And that final, he had like a little budget. And
he got Santiago.
Santiago. Okay.
Jimenez.
With that being said, we're saying Napoli to win the league
yep.
and the Champions League. Yep. Final to win the Europa League. And the league.
And the cup.
And the cup, obviously. And Bayern Munich to win the league and the Champions League.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, the Champions League.
Only the league and maybe the Div Pokal if they're still in that. Yeah. But yeah, it was a good talk. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you very much for, yeah,
listening. If you enjoyed it, if you want to, you know, drop anything in the comments below. We're going to leave a poll, if you've listened to this much of the podcast. We're going to leave a poll who you think is going to win the Champions League, Europa League, and the Conference League. I'm saying AZ to win the Conference League. He's saying Fiorentina. That maybe that's just me being Dutch and you're just being honest.
I have a Fiorentina shot. So.
That's true. But Fiorentina only just about beat Inter at the start. Mm. With that being said, the Conference League, who really cares?
Follow us on Instagram.
Oh.
Offside Football.
The Offside Insta. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Offside Insta. on the Instagram.
On the Instagram. Make sure you like and subscribe.
And
on the Spotify. Comment. On the Apple Pay. On the Apple Podcast.
Yep.
On whatever you're listening on. And big shout out to the Americans. A few Americans listening. If you want to learn more about football, / I guess in your region, soccer, make sure you keep listening. You stay tuned. Thank you very much.
Very much.
And in Spanish we say?
Super fine.
Adios.
Adios.
Oh, who's going to win? Saudi. Formula One. Everything but football.
Fernando Alonso.
I'm saying Carlos.
Carlos.
No, he's a ball drop.
Yeah.
Alonso. Let's vote for Alonso.
Magic Alonso.
42 Vamos. Years of age?
Yep. 40, 41, 46.
Yeah. Amazing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.